This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Not sure I can hold my head high, and we'll just find out why with my final studio guest this afternoon. It's a very warm welcome to Ed Gronhardt. Ed, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You run a chiropractor practice. Is that what you call it?
It's a chiropractic centre.
Right.
Yeah, it's in Linton, so about 6-7 miles from here. We've been running that for just over 4 years now.
And previous to that, you were up in the Midlands, weren't you?
In a place called Radcliffe-on-Trent, so just outside of Nottingham, another big city.
Very nice indeed. Yeah. Reason I got you in, I can imagine that life for you must be hectic at the moment, because it just strikes me, I don't know, everybody seems to spend their life sitting in cars, slouching at desks. We're all sat hunched over our phones. We're hunched over our computers. Mm-hmm. It just strikes me we're probably doing it all wrong, are we?
I wouldn't say we're doing it all wrong. I think that, yeah, you're right, this time of year is particularly tough on our bodies, on our minds. And ultimately, we tend to hold our stress in our shoulders and around our necks. And posture changes when you see someone who's stressed out. You can tell before they open their mouth quite often, can't you?
You're looking at me in a certain light.
this time of year, I've just come in from Linton, and people just flying about in their cars, and a little bit more road rage, and a lot more shopping. And lots of people trying to do everything that they usually do in a month in about 2.5-3 weeks.
It's interesting you say that, because with shopping, I mean, you really can't win, can you? Because if you do your shopping on the internet, you're slouched down in your armchair, hunched over your computer or your laptop doing it. Mm-hmm. If you're out walking around the street, you're carrying all those bags and everything. Neither are good, are they?
No, neither are good for different reasons. I mean, given a choice, I would rather shop online, but I get what you mean, that you're not moving much when you're doing that kind of shopping.
Right.
I think we spend an awful lot of time these days in one place, and even when we're shopping nowadays, we spend a lot of time actually just meandering up and down the aisles of supermarkets and not really getting much fresh air and plenty of artificial light, which of course isn't so great for us either.
No. So when people come to you, normally I'm guessing they're coming to you with a problem. So it's, I've got a problem, someone says, you should see a chiropractor, or perhaps they even get referred by a GP or somebody like that, you should go and see a chiropractor. But are there ways that they should be seeing you earlier to prevent the sort of thing where, oh, you're locked up, go and see a chiropractor?
Yeah, I mean, this is something now which is happening a little bit earlier, I think. I've gone over the last 17, 18 years since I've been a chiropractor from seeing the majority of people as being, they come to see me as a last resort. Mm. They've been around the houses, they've had problems for years and years and years. To, yes, we still get that. But quite often now, there are more people that are saying, yeah, you need to go and see someone, you need to go and sort this out now, because I can see this problem. And experience gives us some good ideas as well, because you tend to get friends who go, oh yeah, I've had that for years, you know, your posture doesn't look too good, or, you know, the way your lifestyle isn't great. You need to go and get something looked at, something sorted out. And that's a big thing that we try and make people aware of, that it's not just a case of wait until you're been in pain and you can't get rid of it by any means that you conventionally use. Actually start to think about prevention, start to think about using us as well as chiropractors to help you keep your posture good, to give you tools as well, which is a big part of what we do.
Right, because that's, I was going to say, is it a case of, I remember having a chiropractor session when I was in my early 30s, and I just went in, and this woman just basically grabbed hold of me by the shoulders, twisted me around, there was an almighty crack, and she went, off you go. And yeah, sure enough, my neck did feel better. But it doesn't last long that way, does it?
Like, no.
You've got to keep up, as you say, you've got to keep up the posture, you've got to keep up the exercises.
Yeah.
So but people are busy. People are in cars, people are at desks, they're in the office. What sort of day-to-day stuff can we be doing?
Right, well, I mean, exactly like you said, most people's experience of chiropractors is just that they get, as we say in the profession, racked and cracked. It's not a great expression, really, is it? But the underlying side of it really revolves around, in the first instance, letting you know what some of the causes are that we've identified. All chiropractors doctors will make sure that they do a thorough history and examination. They'll check you over, and they'll be able to work out that there are, you know, multiple causes as well as multiple effects, some of which you're aware of because you're getting pain, some of which you're not. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we want to start looking at those causes. And in a lot of cases, we have to look at the basic fundamentals. We call them the five pillars of health. So sleep, the quality and quantity, nutrition, and hydration, of course, as well. Good mental attitude, positive mental attitude, and a good level of exercise as well, which is appropriate to your age and your current level, because, of course, there's no point in trying to go out and run a marathon if you've never really done any exercise. And then the fifth one is our bit. So really, we are 20% of the solution, if you like, making sure that your spine and your nervous system is running properly.
And can you do more harm than good if you don't take proper advice?
I think that if you go out and look these days with the amount of information that there is on the internet, you can come a cropper if you're not very selective about it. Yes, I've seen some terrible things online, terrible bits of anecdotal advice that people give each other. And we do tend to, find that somebody has tried something like hanging upside down by their ankles. I get that occasionally.
Really?
And you think to yourself, yeah, maybe not the greatest idea that somebody's come up with. Although, in some cases, it can work, I suppose, but yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, you see these bat frames and all these sorts of things, so I'm just going to shut a window. We've got a screaming child in the car.
Yeah, it's not mine.
you see these frames, and exactly that. You hear people hanging themselves upside down on those things, and I did think to myself, you're all right, they might do your back some good, but it can't be doing your circulation an awful lot of good. You know, it's working completely the wrong way around for your heart, but maybe it is okay.
I mean, I think you've got to, again, you've got to take qualified advice when, you know, if you're going to purchase anything like that. It's not a cheap item of equipment anyway, from what I've seen when I have seen them. And you've got to take qualified advice from, well, I think usually a physio would tend to advise you on that. I'd certainly be giving advice on it as well as a chiropractor.
So as a chiropractor, how much of it is based around bones and your overall skeletal frame, and how much of it is muscular, or what should we be concentrating on most? Is it?
Okay, well, they all work together, especially when you look around the spine, and you look away at the way that the spine is made up. You've got the bones, which are moved around at the points where the joints are. They're moved by muscles, and then the muscles are told what to do by your nervous system. So it all leads back actually to your nervous system, because the joints and the muscles all give feedback to different parts of your brain, and then your brain decides what to do with that feedback.
And that's when stuff goes into spasm and things aren't doing their jobs properly and the whole thing locks up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can get a lot of interference from parts of your brain which probably shouldn't be interfering with it. And again, going back to what we originally talked about, this time of year, we're under stress. The stress response parts of our body are very, very powerful, and they can cause us to change our posture very quickly and cause muscle tension. Adrenaline, which is part of the fight and flight response in the nervous system, that causes your Achilles to tighten up to start with. So, you know, you get people who walk around with very tight calf muscles and hamstrings, and quite often it's because they're very stressed out and probably walking around the roads in shoes straight from work rather than slipping a pair of trainers on.
Ah, that's a good call. What about things like alcohol? Can't be good. I know you're gonna tell me off, but it goes hand in hand with this time of year.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about moderation, isn't it, at the end of the day? We can all find a study somewhere that tells us that red wine's good for us or something like that.
Right.
I'm not going to argue with it, to be honest with you. I'm not teetotal, and I don't expect any of my patients to be teetotal either. I think that, it's not about living life like a monk. That's one thing that I tell a lot of people when they first come to see me and I start talking about health and their overall lifestyle. It's about putting things into context and realizing that, you're not going to want to go to the gym the next morning if you've been out and had a skinful the night before, and it's not good for you anyway.
I was going to say, presumably it can do you a bit more harm than good.
Absolutely.
What about all these supplements? I mean, it's all very well talking about nutrition and hydration. Is it just a case of eat your greens and make sure you drink plenty of water, or do supplements and things like that really do what they say on the tin?
Supplements are, by definition, supplementing
right.
what you should be eating anyway. I'd say it comes down to what my grandma would have told me, which is, yeah, eat your greens, eat your veg, keep it simple. I tell my kids as well, keep it going and tell them the same sort of things. Say, you eat the good stuff first and then you can have a treat once you've done that.
Okay, that sounds good. And talking of children, I mean, I remember it years ago with my own children, suddenly backpacks came in because people had kind of twigged that just putting a shoulder bag on was causing a lot of damage early on. Is that the case? Are backpacks better for children, or should they still not be laden up with a load of books?
From a point of view of backpacks, if you look at children wearing backpacks these days, I think the fashion for slinging it on one shoulder is still there with a lot of them. So that's not ideal. You certainly shouldn't be wearing a backpack that is, your child's point of view, you've got to look at something which is less than a fifth of their body weight in the total weight that's in that backpack. I come across a lot of teenagers now who are having to carry around basically their whole school life in a bag because lockers get vandalised, or they're just not available, or it's too much hassle because it's at the other end of the school is the latest excuse that I heard. So you end up with them carrying really heavy things. And of course, nowadays, anybody who's over the age of about 10 or 11 has got a mobile phone, and they're looking into that all the time. I mean, that's just a whole other subject as well.
I said that earlier. You know, we had a UFO man in the other week. He said, the reason the number of UFO sightings is going down is everyone's staring at their phones. He said, the good side is everyone's got a camera. The bad news is no one's looking up anymore. And is it literally that case? We are all hunching. We should be standing up more.
Yeah. And I talk to people a lot about feeling as if they've got a helium balloon attached to the top of their head that's lifting them up, or if people remember Eric Cantona standing like he used to when he'd scored a goal, standing proud and standing up's really important. As much as anything else, walking around with your head down on a phone is fairly dangerous, especially in Cambridge. You're going to get hit by a bike if you're not going to get hit by a car or a bus.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Well, it's given us lots to think about. Ed, it's been great to meet you. If people want to find out more, what should they do?
They can contact us at our through our website, which is cambridgefamilycairo.co.uk. They can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, or they can look us up just by Googling Linton Chiropractor.
Okay, and you were saying before you came on air, your wife's sort of kind of involved in the business in a way as well. She does something quite similar that ties in with what you do.
Yes, my wife Jo is a massage therapist. She's trained in quite a few different techniques of massage. I think it's really, really important for everybody of all ages, really. Helps, obviously, with relaxation. Everybody likes a massage. But from my point of view, with the work that I do, when I'm helping someone to realign their posture, rebalance their spine and nervous system, it's then a case of actually trying to get the muscles to release out, trying to get the circulation going. Massage helps an awful lot with just promoting a healing process in general. So she works with pretty much everybody that I see. We do baby massage courses as well.
Oh, right.
She doesn't work specifically on the babies herself. She teaches the parents how to do that.
Okay, and you've got some books about that as well, you were saying.
Joe's written some books about a little chap called Oscar Ocean, who was... He's a character who learns about all the important aspects of health, all the habits of a healthy lifestyle, and goes through little stories with his friends and finds out why things like a positive mental attitude is good for your health.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll get her in to have a chat about that as well. But for the time being, Ed, thanks very much indeed for coming in this afternoon. I really am going to try and sort myself out. I'm going to try and move this microphone back a bit because I'm leaning forward. I know you're sitting there going, well, you, mate, you're in a lot of trouble. that's Ed Groenhart. He runs the chiropractic... was it Linton?
It's actually Cambridgeshire Family Chiropractic in Linton.
There you go. Thank you very much indeed for coming in this afternoon, Ed.